This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum, my brothers and sisters. Ramadan is just about 2 days away, approximately. And it's important for us to realize that it's only if you have a heart filled with faith and conviction and belief in Allah that you would realize the importance of cleansing your act prior to the month of Ramadan. Looking forward to this beautiful month of Ramadan, making beautiful intentions of change and taking the acts of worship seriously, the fasting, the standing in prayer, the cleansing of the mouth and the tongue, the iftar and the suhoor, the remembrance of Allah, the recitation of the Quran, the improvement of character and conduct, the increase in charities, the increase in that which is voluntary and nafila, and so on. So my brothers and sisters, we do have this blessed month that is just around the corner. It's important for us to also try and make amends where it comes to relationships that have gone sour, especially within our families. If you have a family member that you haven't been talking to or you've had a problem with, you need to have a big heart. Both parties need to make sure that they take steps to resolve matters, or at least to be able to greet each other, even if you don't want to have so much more to do with them. But my brothers and sisters, there will be Salat al-Taraweeh as well, the evening prayer. Let's try and participate in it. Let's engage in extra acts of worship so that we can earn the pleasure of Allah. Remember one thing, it's prohibited to fast on what's known as Yawm al-Shak. Yawm al-Shak is the day where you haven't seen the moon, if you don't see the moon, and then you say, well, I'm going to fast the following day just in case it is Ramadan. No, that's not permissible. There is no fasting that's, just in case it's Ramadan. It's either Ramadan or it's not Ramadan. You've either seen the moon or you haven't seen the moon. So you're not allowed to fast on the day of doubt, as it is called. And that's clear cut from the instruction of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. So my brothers and sisters, only a person who used to fast on the Mondays and Thursdays can continue fasting. If it is that day or not, according to the hadith, and otherwise we should abstain from that particular fast completely. It's a prohibited fast to fast the day before Ramadan, when the moon hasn't been sighted and everyone's talking about it. However, it's a sunnah to look for the moon. It's a sunnah to look for the moon, inshallah. So even if you're living in a country where it's not so easily visible, it's a sunnah to go out and to try and look for it and to read the dua. And mashallah, tabarakallah, I'm here sitting in Masjid al-Nabawi thanking Allah for all the opportunities He's given us and praying for everyone of members of the Ummah and all of us. May Allah grant us ease, and I pray that we can be saved from the pandemic and in future, the future pandemics and future difficulties and hardships as well. A way to achieve increase is to thank Allah for whatever we do have. So barakallahu feekum, that was a short message from me just in the run-up to Ramadan. All the best with all your preparations. Notice I didn't speak about preparing by making more foodstuffs and packing our fridges, because that's not one of the important parts of Ramadan. May Allah Almighty grant us barakah and blessings. Ameen, ameen.